This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Welcome to the CIO House View Daily, bringing you the latest market developments and investment insights. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Tuesday, the 25th of August, and the time is 7 a.m. in New York. Equity markets delivered a mixed performance. At the latest US close, the S&P 500 declined 30 bips, while the Nasdaq fell 1%. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 and Switzerland's SMI gained 30 and 20 basis points respectively. In Asia, the Nikkei 225 rose 0.5%, while China's Shanghai Composite gained 20 bips. In foreign exchange, the euro buys 1.166 US dollars, while the dollar buys 0.8 Swiss francs. The US 10-year Treasury yield stands at 4.7%, up 1 basis point. Brent crude is down 0.7% at $91 a barrel, while gold is 40 bips higher at $4,641 an ounce. And that's all for the market update. Now let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments. Turning to today's main topic, investors have recently focused more closely on the long-term shift away from the US dollar, known as de-dollarization, amid renewed concerns about the US fiscal outlook. Over the past month, the DXY dollar index has fallen 2.4%. The US dollar may receive near-term support from the situation in the Middle East and higher oil prices. Even so, we think gradual diversification away from the US dollar and the depreciation trend over the medium to longer term will remain intact. This view is underpinned by continued concerns over the US fiscal trajectory, uncertainty around trade policy, and growing evidence that many countries are diversifying their reserve holdings away from the US currency. Investors should ensure that their currency allocations align with their liabilities and spending plans. They should also consider exposure to gold, broad commodities, and select global currencies to benefit from diversification. When it comes to gold, we think it has room to rally further. Gold is a clear beneficiary of de-dollarization, as investors consider bullion a reliable store of value and an alternative to traditional reserve currencies. The gold price has risen around 15% this month, and we think it can continue to climb amid further pressure on the US dollar. We also expect markets to scale back their expectations for Federal Reserve rate hikes, which should support gold. Recent data point to continued demand for the precious metal. Investment flows into gold exchange-traded funds have resumed, while central bank purchases remain robust. In July, the People's Bank of China increased its gold reserves by 20 metric tons, the largest monthly increase since October 2023. We forecast gold prices to reach $5,400 an ounce over the next 12 months. Broad commodities offer a differentiated source of return. Gold is not the only asset that can hold its value when traditional currencies lose purchasing power. A broad allocation to commodities can provide an additional source of long-term returns and help protect portfolios if rising inflation expectations challenge equities and bonds. Oil demand remains strong, and we expect it to continue growing over the coming years, particularly in emerging markets. Industrial metals should also benefit from long-term demand linked to electrification and the continuing global build-out of artificial intelligence infrastructure. Meanwhile, weather disruptions related to El Niño could restrict crop supplies and push agricultural commodity prices higher. Select currencies should also benefit more from US dollar weakness. We see scope for a broader recovery in the euro against the US dollar, as incoming data should allow market expectations to shift further toward no Federal Reserve hikes this year and possible rate cuts in 2027. A further rate hike by the European Central Bank in September should also help the euro-dollar rate move toward 1.2 over time. While we maintain a neutral stance on the euro, we think the current environment supports selective exposure to higher-yielding currencies, including the British pound and the Norwegian krone. We also like the New Zealand dollar given the hawkish policy bias of the country's central bank, and the Chinese yuan amid strong export-driven foreign exchange inflows. Select emerging market currencies may also offer carry opportunities. So as the long-term shift away from the US dollar continues, we think exposure to gold, broad commodities, and select currencies can help support returns and manage portfolio risks. An actively managed approach to commodities can also help investors navigate changing supply conditions, geopolitical risks, and shifts in market leadership. Turning now to another development that caught our attention, US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent on Monday threatened economic punishment against any country doing business with Iran. He described the initiative as an economic D-Day campaign to isolate the Islamic Republic. However, he stopped short of imposing specific penalties and declined to name which countries would be targeted or when penalties might take effect. China has been the biggest buyer of Iranian oil for several years. Separately, Bloomberg reported that the US is considering a 7.5% tariff on Chinese goods in response to concerns about excess manufacturing capacity. This comes ahead of a planned summit next month between President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping. The exact rates have yet to be finalized. The potential measure comes as the Trump administration seeks to rebuild its tariff wall through multiple Section 301 investigations into alleged unfair and discriminatory trade practices. The final tariff rates remain to be seen, but we think additional US levies may have a limited effect, given China's declining share of exports to the US. The move should also be viewed in the context of ongoing negotiations between the two countries ahead of the Trump-Xi summit. Both sides are building negotiating leverage before the meeting, while the US seeks to increase Iran's economic isolation. We maintain our attractive view on Chinese equities, favoring the technology sector, power and equipment, healthcare, and select exporters as earnings stabilize and policy support ramps up. Looking ahead to the 26th of August, the focus will be on Australia's July inflation data, the US July core personal consumption expenditures price index, and Nvidia's earnings. And that's it for today. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office, and we look forward to bringing you the latest update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.